ॐ औ्णव्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। Vedanta revealed, Idagum Sarvam is equal to Ishwaraha. Whatever is there is God. Like that, Vedanta revealed. In the last class, we saw that one and the same conscious entity is both material cause and intelligent cause. Like a dreamer is both material and intelligent cause to the dream world. Similarly, Bhagavan is both material and intelligent cause. It is not a matter of belief, it is a matter of understanding. Once you understand this equation, the benefit of this understanding is you can invoke him in any form and you can never be away from Ishwaraha. Therefore, you can never hurt yourself or hurt others because of his ever existing presence. Infallible presence, you are relaxed. This is the benefit of understanding this equation. What is that equation? Idagum Sarvam is equal to Ishwaraha. Now the question comes, a student may ask, before coming to Vedanta, I thought I am individual. I have a body, even though I don't have mind to think, I have a body. So I thought I am an entity, a separate entity, a noun. But after coming to Vedanta, now I have understood that Idagam Sarvam is equal to Ishwara. Whatever is here is nothing but Ishwara. That means this body and mind also becomes the part of Ishwara. Okay, so this body and mind doesn't have separate existence different from the Lord. That's what the equation says. So now I am reduced to a adjective. I was noun, now I am reduced to the status of adjective because I don't have any separate existence. What is the difference between adjective and noun? That which has separate existence is called noun. And whatever is added to the noun is called adjective. So you reduced me from noun status to adjective status. This happens in our day-to-day life also, after marriage. So the individual was there, separate two individuals, boy and girl, and they got married. Generally in Indian culture, the girl side becomes adjective. Generally, she was Lakshmi. After marriage, what she became? Lakshmi Ranganathan. Lakshmi noun has become Lakshmi Ranganathan. Here in Lakshmi Ranganathan, what is noun, what is adjective? Always adjective precedes the noun, okay? So this happens in married life also. Noun becomes adjective. Our Acharya Swami used to say, if girl side becomes adjective, it is a tragedy. If girl side becomes adjective of the boy, it is a tragedy. If boy side becomes adjective of the girl, he used to say, our Acharya Swami used to say, if boy side becomes adjective of the girl, it is a calamity. So similarly here also, no noun wants to give up its status called noun. Now by study of the Vedanta, I have been made to understand that I am not a noun, I am adjective. Now you tell whether this vision, this understanding of Vedanta is profitable or loss, is the question. Now Vedanta says, please go ahead one step more. I have one more equation. What is the first equation? Idagam sarvam is equal to Ishvara. Then it says, tad tvam asi. There is another equation. Saye yesho anima aitadatmam idagam sarvam sa atma. One equation. Then next is, tattvam asi shveta ketu. So if you go ahead one step more in your understanding, and when you try to understand another final equation, that you are that Jagat Karanam Brahma, then the entire study becomes a profitable study. So what is the equation here? You are that Jagat Karanam Brahma. Next level of understanding we are going now. Initially, we analyzed what is the nature of individual. Then we analyzed what is the nature of Jagat. Then we analyzed what is the nature of Ishvara. Understood? Now, all these three entities, apparently differing entities, should be made synonyms. Should be made synonyms. Jagat and Ishvara became synonyms. Idagam sarvam is equal to Ishvara. Okay. But this individual is separately existing. So that individual also should be made a synonym of Ishvara. And that is the equation. Now here it is given. It is the ultimate equation of Vedanta. You cannot have better equation than this. Why you cannot have better equation than this? Because it is the most beneficial and grand equation. When it is understood, it leads to freedom. Freedom from fear. Freedom from fear. Generally, we have two types of fear. One is fear about the creation and another is fear about the creator. Now, creation and creator has become one. I am standing alone. So, one against everything. Generally is what? One against everything. Initially, I thought in that everything, Ishvara is not included. Ishvara is somewhere else. So, whenever this Jagat troubles me, I can go to Ishvara and take shelter. Now, Ishvara joined a Jagat party. By the equation, Idagam Sarvam is equal to Ishvara, he has joined the Jagat party. Jagat is full of trouble, especially my neighbor. My neighbor is troublemaker. So, how can I understand that I am not different from him? So here this equation is the most useful and grand equation. When it is understood, it leads to freedom ultimately. An equation is a necessity only when we find there are two sides which look different. These are very basics. An equation is a necessity only when there are two sides which look different. 6 plus 4 is equal to 11 minus 1. So it is an equation and it is not swallowable for a child. Child will think this side 6, then that side 11, this side 4, that side 1, this side plus and that side minus. Everything is different, looking different, but equation says both are equals. So both sides appear to be different, but essentially both are the same. If the difference is truth, then there is no possibility of equation. If the difference is truth, then the equation is false, correct? 6 plus 4 is equal to 12 minus 1. Is it equation? So the difference is the truth, therefore the equation is false. If there is no difference at all, then also there is no need for equation. 2 is equal to 2, nobody writes. Thus, an equation is possible only when there is seeming difference. That seeming difference is obviously seen also. There must be seeming difference, and that seeming difference must be very much obvious. At the same time, there should not be any difference in reality. When probed into that equation, there should not be any difference. Suppose E equal to mc square. There are seeming difference. This side E, energy, that side matter. And C square also is there. Correct? Then, not only these differences are seen, the difference is very obvious. Obvious means what? You cannot miss that difference at all. That much obvious, but at the same time, there is no difference in reality. Similarly, Vedanta's final equation is what? U is equal to Jagat Karanam Brahma. U are infinite. If this equation is not a truth, then how that Jagat Karanam infinite entity can be infinite excluding U? What is the equation? U is equal to infinite. If it is not truth, infinite cannot be infinite, because if it is excluding U, it will be infinite minus U. So it cannot be a truth. And if it is not a truth, then what is the position of U? What is the position for you in this scheme of creation? Because you are not included in the infinite, then what is the position for you in this creation? How can Vedanta assure that Brahma vidhe Brahma iva bhavati, knower of infinite becomes infinite? How Vedanta can say? It can say this statement only with one possibility. What is that possibility? That infinite entity must be you already, because you cannot attain anything by knowledge. You cannot become anything by knowledge. Here the statement assertion is Brahma vidhe Brahma iva bhavati, knower of infinite becomes infinite. How can an entity by knowledge attain another entity? By knowledge you attain means what? You are already that. So, knower of physical laws does not become physics. Knower of chemicals does not become chemical. Knower of medicines doesn't become medicine. Because in this knowledge, knower and known are different. Knower and known are different in this knowledge. Therefore, by knowledge, knower of medicine doesn't become medicine. Whereas, if the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman, means he must be already Brahman. By knowledge, you become Brahman means what is the meaning? You are already there. Therefore, let us try to understand this grand equation. You are Jagat Karanam Brahma. At the first glance itself, we cannot accept this. Because one side of the equation is I, యూ ఈజ్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఇన్ టు ఐ, ఫస్ట్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్. ఓకే, యు ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ టోల్డ్ బై వేదాంత. సో వెన్ ఐ రిసీవ్ ఇట్ దెన్ ఐ దట్ యూ షుడ్ బి కన్వర్టెడ్ యాజ్ ఐ. ఐ ఆమ్ బ్రహ్మన్, ఐ ఎ టైనీ క్రీచర్, ఎ లిమిటెడ్ ఎంటిటీ విత్ రిగార్డ్ టు ఆల్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్స్. నాట్ ఏ సింగిల్ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఐ ఫైండ్ ఐ ఆమ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్, వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫిజికల్ ఆర్ టైమ్ వైజ్, నాలెడ్జ్ వైజ్, ఎమోషన్స్ వైజ్ అండ్ క్యారెక్టర్ వైజ్, పవర్ వైజ్, ఎనీ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ యూ టేక్, ఐ అపియర్ టు బి ఓన్లీ లిమిటెడ్ ఎంటిటీ. ఆన్ ది అదర్ సైడ్, అదర్ సైడ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఈక్వేషన్ ఈజ్ వాట్, జగత్ కారణం బ్రహ్మ, ఇన్ఫినిట్ ఎంటిటీ, సర్వజ్ఞ, సర్వశక్తిమాన్, అనంత కళ్యాణ గుణ నిలయ, దెన్ అఖండ, నిత్య, పూర్ణ, లైక్ దట్ దట్ సైడ్. దిస్ సైడ్ ఈజ్ వాట్, అల్పజ్ఞ, అల్పశక్తిమాన్, నో కళ్యాణ గుణ అట్ ఆల్, దుర్గుణాస్ ఓన్లీ దిస్ సైడ్. వెన్ ఐ ఫైండ్ దిస్ మచ్ డిఫరెన్స్, హౌ ద మిసరబుల్ ఐ can be the infinite one. Therefore, the difference between I and Ishvara is obvious. I cannot miss it at all. But if this equation is a revelation of a pramanam, if this equation is a truthful revelation, then the difference must be a seeming one, even though it is obvious. You understood? Even though the difference is obvious, since it is revealed by the pramanam, and there is a phalam for this equation, understanding of this equation, there is a phalam, brahma vidu brahmaiva bhavati, like that phalam also is given, result also given by the pramanam, then this must be a truthful equation. If I say that I don't understand this equation, therefore I disagree, then Vedanta asks a basic question, if you are not infinite, please tell, who are you? Who are you? Who am I? So I sit in meditation and start asking, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? The answer comes, very pathetic answer only, I am idiot. My teacher told I am idiot. My father told I am donkey. While scolding, my father told I am donkey, like that. One negative answers only come to me. So, with all dignity, I try to say, when Vedanta asks, who are you? I say, I am Subramaniam. Then Vedanta teacher says, Vedanta asks means what? Vedantic teacher asks, who are you? According to the Vedanta and Vedantic teacher, you are infinite. And it is an equation. He asks you to understand properly, but you are not able to understand. Therefore, you are disagreeing with this equation. And when you are disagreeing, Vedantic teacher asks, okay, if you are not infinite, please tell, who are you? The student says, I am Subramaniam. Vedantic teacher says, it is your name. Subramaniam is your name. I ask, who are you? Then the student says, I am son of so and so. I am son of Srinivasa. Yes, Subramaniam. I am, yes, Subramaniam. Srinivasa Subramaniam. Srinivasa. I am son of Srinivasa. Then the Vedantic teacher says, it is your father's name. I ask, who are you? I am engineer. That is your profession. I did not ask your profession. Please tell, who are you? I am father of 2 kids, I am husband of so and so. Then Vedantic teacher says, I did not ask your social status. I did not ask your marital status. I asked, who are you? Then finally, this Subramaniam is already tired, because name is told, father name told, education told, profession told. All have been reduced to adjectives of the noun. Again, the question remains, who are you? So you finally say, I am human being. The Vedantic teacher says, that is your species. That is the species. That is the species. I am male. When you say, that is your gender. Who are you? Finally, Subramaniam says, I don't know. Subramaniam says, I don't know. In this way, everyone, even highly informed person with lots of degrees, can be ignorant person about himself. That's what Vedanta wants us to understand. Because there is a vision about yourself, and that vision is a truthful vision because it is a vision of pramanam. And when you are not able to understand that vision because of your prejudices, because of your notions which you have already about yourself, then Vedanta asks you to pronounce all your prejudices. These are all the prejudices. I am so and so, son of so and so, father of so and so, husband of so and so, having education, so and so education, working in so and so profession. This much only we know. You can add little more. I am owner of so and so property. I am bank account holder in so and so bank. This much you can add, go on, add. But nothing is the answer for the question, who are you? Therefore, everyone, even highly informed person also can be ignorant like this. In Chandogya Upanishad, highly informed person comes in the form of Narada. Narada Rishi comes to Sanat Kumara and asks Sanat Kumara to teach the reality. When Sanat Kumara asks, what do you know already, you tell. Narada lists a big list. Nakshatra Vidya, Bhuta Vidya, all the four Vedas, grammar, Shadangas, everything he lists, big list. Then Sanat Kumara says, in spite of being informed in this much way, in spite of you being highly informed person, still, unfortunately, you happen to be ignorant, because Narada says, Soham Shochami Bhagavan. Soham Shochami Bhagavan. I am in sorrow. So highly informed people also can be ignorant like this. Now Vedanta says, when you say, I don't know, Vedanta says, can I teach you? Can I tell you who are you? Then immediately with all happy mind, the student asks, yes, yes, please tell. You are infinite. Same old, age old formula is given again. You are Jagat Karanam Brahma. Your name, gender, qualification, social status, richness, problems, sorrows, etc., everything are point of view. Everything is a point of view centered on the word I. It is a point of view from a particular standpoint, but not you. Everything is a point of view, but not you. When you say, I am father, Vedantic teacher asks, are you father only? You have to say, I am father also, I am son also, I am brother also, I am husband also. That means what? When also is added, every status is called a point of view. That means, father you are, but you are not father only, correct? Father you are, but you are not father only. Son you are, but you are not son only. Engineer you are, but you are not engineer only. Brother you are, but you are not brother only. Husband you are, but you are not husband only. You can be addressed in so many ways. In your office, your employer can address you, Mr. Subramaniam. Immediately your attention goes to the employer. Okay. Then your colleagues call you SS. SS means what? Yes, Subramaniam. So you have nickname, shortened form, SS, you pay attention. And your friends call you Subbu, you give attention. Your parent call you Subba, You give attention. And your wife calls you, Suniye. Because Indian culture. Because wife generally will not tell husband's name. Indian culture. Suniye. In North India you can see. Suniye means what? That's a special address only meant for husband. All will keep quiet. Husband will run. Suniye means what? He will be very much attention. Because from that source when statement comes, very important statement. He cannot be casual with regard to that statement. Suniye. And in some houses, very peculiar addressing is there, addressing the husband. When the sound comes immediately, this fellow will be with all ears, something comes from that source. So, this Subramanyam can be addressed as Mr. Subramanyam, SS, Subbu, Subba, Mani, Suniye, In Tamil Nadu you can say, Ennango, all addressed are from different sources, meant to only one entity. Addressed entity is only one entity, and all addresses are from the different sources. That means what? You are having so many points of view. The very fact you are not father only, and you are brother also, husband also, son also, that means what? When also is added, this fatherhood becomes a role. So all this become a role. All these roles you have, but none of them you are. Human being you are, but you are not human being only. Male you are, but you are not male only. Qualified you are, but you are not qualified only. Qualified in certain areas, that's all. You are not qualified in all areas. Sad you are, but you are not always sad. Happy you are, but you are not always happy. Rich you are not completely rich. Poor you are, at the same time, you are not completely poor. In some areas you are rich, in this Vedantic area you are poor. Understood? Thus, everything about you becomes a point of view. Then, what is that complete view? If everything is a point of view, then what is the complete view? Without knowing that complete view, a point of view becomes a distortion. Holding on one particular point of view becomes a distortion without knowing the complete view, and therefore confusion is inevitable. Who are you? Acharya Swamiji has to sing one small song. A person was asked, who are you? This fellow told, Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII means there was a Raja, Henry VIII. So this fellow gave reply, Henry VIII, I am. Then the questioner raised his eyebrows, Henry VIII, you are? Yes. How? I got married to a widow of next door. She was married 7 times before. Everyone of them was Henry, neither Sam nor Jack. Everyone was Henry. Therefore, I am the Henry VIII. This fellow says, I got married to a widow of next door, and she was married 7 times before, and everyone was Henry, neither Sam nor Jack. Therefore, Henry VIII, I am. From the standpoint of 7 unfortunate Henrys, I become the Henry VIII. So, without knowing what is your complete view about yourself, a point of view will be a distortion. It will lead to confusion and chaos. Imagine a wave in the ocean with a mind or with thinking capacity. Naturally, it will judge about itself. What will be the judgment of a wave about itself? In the Vedanta class, I told this. morning class. What will be the judgment of the wave when it has the judgmental capacity? What it will think? I am a small wave. I am crushed by other waves. And huge wave is coming and going to destroy. Therefore, I am afraid. Please save me. Please save me. All the other waves, small waves, friend waves, comes and comforts. Don't cry. Don't cry. We will pray to the Lord. So, all the small waves started praying to the Lord. Seeing the sky, they started praying to the Lord. Then one wise wave comes and says, hey, our Lord is not there above in the sky. Our Lord is ocean. Let us pray to the ocean. Then they prayed to the ocean. Save me, save me, save me. Then another wave, wise wave, old wave comes and says, there is no possibility of having fear. Why you are all afraid? So these waves, small waves, oh, you don't know, we are all crushed by this small, big wave. We are going to die. Then this wise wave teaches all the small waves, telling that, what do you mean by wave? It is a point of view. Waveness is a point of view about yourself. Who are you? You are water. From one standpoint you are wave, from another standpoint you are river, from another standpoint you are spring, from another standpoint you are rain, from another standpoint you are ocean. You are water. Whether you are in the wave form or river form or in rain form or in ocean form, you are indestructible. When this idea is given, you sustain oceans and rivers and lakes as water. You are neither the product of the totality nor the part of the totality. You are whole totality. You are neither the part nor product. You are whole. This revelation of Vedanta is absolutely logical, because if you are not the whole, then you are excluded from the whole. That means whole, that means infinite is equal to what? Infinite minus you. If you are not whole, then you are excluded from the Jagat. That means Ishvara also cannot be whole. Infinite also cannot be whole. Ishvara will be limited by you as you are limited by him, since both are separate entities. If you are whole is not truth, then both cannot be whole. Neither Ishvara nor I can be whole. Both are limited. It is okay, I am limited. It is known case. Poor Bhagavan also will be limited. I cannot accept. As a Bhakta, I cannot accept poor Bhagavan also as a limited entity. Ishvara, who is limited by you, is subject to destruction. Not only he will be limited, he is subject to destruction, because any limited entity is subject to destruction. And there is no purpose in attaining that Ishvara who is going to die. I go to Ishvara, Vedanta says all these things. There is no other way for you than understanding this equation. Other than understanding this equation, there is no other way for you to get that infinitude. You cannot attain infinite. Because attaining, if it is a process in time, by a process, by doing something, that means what? You are different from it. Then if you are different from it, if you are different from Ishvara, that Ishvara loses Ishvaratva. He minus you is equal to Ishvara, correct? If he is minus you, then he is limited. If he is limited, he is subject to destruction, and there is no purpose in attaining Ishvara who is going to be destroyed. Because I have to join him, then only he will become immortal. So I will not join. Like a independent MLA, in order to give power to the big party, national party, they blackmail, na? Give 100 crores, then only I will join. This fellow might not have even spent 1 crore. Understood? Similarly, I can threaten that Ishvara, because minus me you are. When I attain you only, you are going to become infinite and whole. So I will not become, I will not come to you. You be there, I will be there separately. So I may, Jiva may threaten Ishvara. So these are all impossible. What is impossible? Ishvara being subject to destruction. Infinite being subject to destruction. The so-called infinite minus you is subject to destruction. Therefore, there is only one possibility, and that is you must be whole. Ishvara should include you. Similarly, you also should include Ishvara if both wants to be eternal. I want to be eternal. Naturally, Bhagavan also want to be eternal. So if both want to be eternal, means what? I should include him, he should include me. That is the revelation. In this revelation, Vedanta negates all the possibilities of being different from Ishvara. Vedanta negates all the possibilities of the Jiva being different from Ishvara. Once all the possibilities are negated, then what remains? Oneness remains. Then question comes, why this sense of separation? Why don't I know this, that I am one with the Lord? Naturally, by birth itself, why don't I know that I am one with the Ishvara? Vedanta says, ignorance. Then you may ask, why am I ignorant? Why am I ignorant? For ignorance only, there is no reason. Why you are ignorant about Chinese? If I ask, what you will tell? I don't know. Correct? What will be the answer? I don't know. Why you don't know mathematics? If I ask, what you tell? I did not study. That means what? I don't know. So for ignorance, there is no reason, answer. If you don't know, that means what? You are ignorant. Because of ignorance, you have your own self-judgment, which happened to be a false judgment. The problem is, from the childhood onwards, we have been inspired to have the self-judgment by our parents, by the society. You are so and so, you are so and so, you are so and so. We are asked to identify with this body, then have the self-judgment based on the body identity. So wrong self-judgment born out of ignorance is the cause for seeming separation. As long as this ignorance exists, suffering is inevitable, and this ignorance is the cause of problems in human life. Fourth topic. What is the cause of problem in human life? Fourth topic. Bandha Swarupa. Then what will be the solution? Moksha Swarupa will be what? Knowledge about this reality that you are one with the Lord. As long as you don't have this knowledge, your life will be searching for something which you have already. Searching for something which you have already is a pathetic search. Very humiliating search also. This much I don't have intelligence to find that what I have already. Keeping spectacles on the forehead, if father searches for spectacles, a child may come and say, what is this? You are so idiot. Keep on your forehead your spectacle, you are searching everywhere and troubling everyone. A child will scold, correct? Vedanta says, don't get this scolding. Better you know this fact that you are searching for what you are already. Lahari dunde laharuko. Kapata dunde su. Jeeva dunde brahma ko tino ut ke ut. Shiyavara Ramachandra ji ki jai. Tulsidas ji says, in his Ramayana, he says this. All these three people are, three entities are, Ut ke Ut. Ut means idiot. ஊத்துக்கே ஊத் மீன்ஸ் ஃபில்டர்ட் இடியட், வடிகட்டன முட்டாள், ஃபில்டர்ட் இடியட்ஸ் ஹூஆர் தே லஹரி டோண்டே லஹருக்கோ. த வேவ் இஸ் சர்ச் ஃபார் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் வாட்டர். கபடா டோண்டே சூத், திஸ் கிளாத் இஸ் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் யான், சூத் மீன்ஸ் யான். ஜீவ டோண்டே பிரம்மகோ, இண்டிவிஜுவல் இஸ் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் டொட்டாலிட்டி இன்ஃபினிட்டிவ். தீனோ ஊத் கே ஊத், திஸ் இடியாசி இஸ் பாசிபிள் ஷியாவர ராமச்சந்திரா, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஷியாவர ராமச்சந்திரா, ஷியா மீன்ஸ் சீதாஜி, பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மாயா ஆஃப் தி லார்ட் திஸ் இடியாசி இஸ் பாசிபிள். இட் இஸ் நெவர் பாசிபிள் இடியாசி இன் ஜென்ரல் சென்ஸ், யூ நோ. How can a wave can search for water? How can a wave say, I am thirsty, I am thirsty, I am thirsty? Other person can say, I am thirsty, I am thirsty. How can water say that, I am thirsty, I am thirsty, I am thirsty? How can cloth search for yarn? Otham protham it is called. Every bit of the cloth is nothing but yarn. But still cloth is searching for yarn. Similarly, how can an individual search for totality? Because he is already fortunately, he is already fortunately infinite. If at all we find some people are searching for that, searching for happiness, searching for security, searching for peace of mind, that means what? We have to sing this song. Tino Uth Ke Uth. Here we can say, your grandfather searched like this, your father also searched like this, you fellow also searching like this. So, Tino Uth Ke Uth, that Uth Parampara continues. So, Vedanta says, it is better for you to know about yourself. At present, your idea about yourself, that I am this body-mind complex. What is your idea about yourself? That I am this body-mind complex. It's a wrong idea. Your I sense is up to what? When you say, I am different from God, I am different from the world, what is the boundary of this difference? There must be some boundary. When I say, I am different from the world, up to which boundary I am different? Am I the cloth? Spectacle am I? Up to the skin, up to the nail. That boundary, up to that boundary, I word you can use. Other than that, 1 inch next to that boundary, you, he. It, she. How many yous are there? Innumerable. How many he and she's are there? Innumerable. How many it is there? Innumerable. How many I is there? What question it is, you see? How many I is there, I am telling. Even in the question itself, singular is used means what? The answer must be singular. So how many you are there? How many he are there, how many she are there, all are plural. How many I is there? Only one. Therefore, as you are not what you perceive, Vedanta proves that the idea that I am so and so up to the skin or nail is a wrong perception. You are not perceiving what you are. Your perception is a wrong perception. You are not this body-mind complex. You are this body-mind complex also. Understood? Your Annamaya is Atma. But Anyontara Atma Pranamayaha. You are Pranamaya Atma also. Anyontara Atma Manomayaha. In Taittiriya Upanishad, stage by stage it is taken. Up to which level generally we say, I is equal to, up to which level? Up to skin level, up to nails level, correct? So Vedanta says, it is okay, you are body, but you are body also. There is another individuality is there, pranamaya, physiological I. That's why you can say, I am hungry. Body doesn't have hunger. When you say, I am hungry, what do you mean? I am pranamaya also. When you say I am angry, what do you mean? I am ಮನೋಮಯ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ದೆನ್ ಅನ್ಯೋಂತರ ಆತ್ಮ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ, ಅನ್ಯೋಂತರ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂದಮಯ. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಯುವರ್ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ವೇದಾಂತ ಆಸ್, ಹೌ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಾಡಿ? ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲ್. ಹೌ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್, ಹೌ ಯು ನೋ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್? ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಸ್, ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚೇರ್, ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಟೈಗರ್, ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಲಯನ್, ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಎನಿಮಿ, ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್, ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಆಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ. ಇಫ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ದರ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹರ್ಟ್ ಮೀ, ಇಫ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿತ್ ದಿಸ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಸ್ಕಿನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಇಟ್ ಹರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀ. ಇವನ್ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಹೇರ್ ಹರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೇಸ್, ಟೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೇಲ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೇಲ್? ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್. ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್. ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಟೈಗರ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೈಗರ್. ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಡಾಗ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡಾಗ್. ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್? ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್. ಐ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಟೇಬಲ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೇಬಲ್. ದೆನ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೇಸ್, ಡ್ ಯು ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ? Do you perceive your body? What will be the answer? Yes, certainly. I know that it is. Perceive means what? Knowing. I know that it is overweight. Doctor also told it is. It is becoming sweet, more and more sweet. More and more sweet means what? Sugar complaint is there. So that means what you perceive, that you cannot be. Same rule. What you perceive is different from the perceiver. You perceive dog, therefore you are not dog. You perceive donkey, therefore you are not donkey. Similarly, you perceive your body, therefore you are not body. Very difficult to swallow, but very correct scale. Scale is correct. Pakka scale it is. Then the question comes, do you perceive your mind? Answer will be, yes, all the time it troubles me. With varieties of emotions, I know that I am troubled. The same scale you apply. What you perceive is not you. The perceiver is different from the perceived entity. The seer is different from seen. Same scale. Since you perceive your body, you are not body. Since you perceive your mind, you are not mind. Next one. Do you perceive your intellect? Even to say yes, you should perceive it. Or to say no also, you should perceive it. Correct? So, you perceive your intellect, therefore you are not your intellect also. You are not intellect. You are the seer, the perceiver. Your body-mind complex is seen object, perceived object. And seer, seen are different things. Patadrashta, pathad bhinnaha. ಘಟದ್ರಷ್ಟ ಘಟಾತ್ ಭಿನ್ನ, ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರದ್ರಷ್ಟ ವ್ಯಾಘ್ರಾತ್ ಭಿನ್ನ, ದೇಹದ್ರಷ್ಟ ದೇಹಾತ್ ಭಿನ್ನ. ಸಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸೀನ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಅವೇರ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ನನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, intellect also. When you add also, that means it becomes a point of view. Correct? It becomes a point of view. But generally when I say that I am body, what do I mean? I am body only. So Vedanta tries to remove that word only and adds the word also. If you are everything, then in reality who you are? And your body mind complex also comes under creation are with you. Anything you perceive is under this creation, correct? Only two things, I and everything else. Initially, before this analysis, I thought this body-mind complex is included in I word. Now Vedanta has told you cannot include your body mind with the word I, it should be with the creation because it is perceived. Being perceived, it belongs to creation. Your body also belongs to creation. Being a part of creation, it is mithya. What is the meaning of mithya? That which is existing dependent upon something, that which exists apparently. In the Vedanta class I told, what do you mean by car? A combination of so many materials. Car doesn't have any separate existence different from all these spare parts, you know. Somebody says, I purchased a car. So mischievous Swami asks, what do you mean by car? Is it body? Is it steering? Is it wheel? Is it tube? Or is it petrol? Or is it that seat? So you say, it is all put together. Then the Swami is still mischievous. He says, all right, you bring everything separately. Put the body, put tube, tire, and nicely fill it with air. And add the battery, pour the petrol, sit on that, ignite. That means what? There is nothing called car. There is nothing called car. Being the product, any product is mithya. Any product is mithya. Mithya means what? That which appears to exist but really doesn't exist. Pot is mithya because there is nothing called pot different from clay. Similarly, body is mithya because there is nothing called body different from panchabhutas. Whatever is in the outside creation means what? This outside, inside means immediately you should find out what is the standpoint. Outside creation means what? From the standpoint of this body, external world is called outside creation. Whatever is in the macrocosm, outside creation, is in the microcosm also. Inside the body also. Akasha is there, Agni is there, Jhataragni. That is the only working element is what? Jhataragni. Because of that only, this is not working. This Uttar Pradesh doesn't work because Madhya Pradesh is always full. Because of Jhataragni. So every element is there in your body. Therefore only this body is called Pancha Bhautikam. Product of five elements. Yet Srishtam Tan Mithya Ghatavat. Simple. All this dialogue, they will give in small statements. Yet Srishtam Tan Mithya Ghatavat. First is what? Ghatadrashta Ghatat Bhinnaha. Correct? Seer of the part is different from part. Then the Ghatatta Vachikine Elamanirgan. They keep the ordinary mud part. And all mind-boggling philosophies are created and this pot is taken as the example. That is the geniusness of our rishis. Ghata drashta ghatat binnaha, one teaching. Then second one is what? Yet srishtam, whatever is product, tan mithya, tad mithya. It doesn't have separate existence. Vacha arambanam vikaro namadeyam. Now this body mind complex has become namadeya. Namke vaste, it has been reduced. Then the question comes, who am I? Answer we are not getting it. Who am I? Vedanta says, you are the seer. You only told. I perceive when you say, what does it mean? I am the seer. You are the seer. Seer means you are a conscious entity and consciousness cannot be male, female, old, young, rich, poor, father, mother. Is there any difference in consciousness? There is no difference. That's why in sleep when you lose your body idea, open your mouth and sleeping without knowing how many insects are going inside and coming outside. Tatra mata amata bhavati pita apita bruno abbrunaha chandalo achandalaha, like that. So you don't have any opinion about yourself. Once you forget your identity based on body, you don't have any opinion about yourself. So in that opinionless state called sleep, is there any gender difference, species difference? Do you sleep that I am human being, I am human being, I am sleeping as human being, I am sleeping different from tiger sleeping? Do you have that ideas? No. So in consciousness, there is no species difference, gender difference, poor, rich, nothing is there. So you are eternally available conscious entity. Therefore, you are Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. You are that infinite entity. Satya means what? Existing entity. Jnana means conscious entity. Satya means existing entity. Jnana means conscious entity. And we are existing and conscious also, but based on the physical personality, we are existing and conscious also, but that existence and consciousness are time bound. Therefore, here Brahman is defined Anantam Satyam, Anantam Jnanam. You are infinitely existing entity. You are infinitely conscious entity. That I know, I know, I know, this is, this is. Whenever you say, what do you mean? Whenever you say, this is, this is, this is, that isness is there. That isness belongs to what? Belongs to the seer. A conscious entity alone can say, this is. Whenever you say, this is, that means what? I know, you say. Who can say, I know? Only a conscious entity, and a conscious entity must be an existing entity. Eternally, without any limitation, time-wise or space-wise or vastu-wise, without any limitation, it should be a Anantam Vastu, and that you are Anantam Satyam, Anantam Jnanam. Your status is very unique, and there is no necessity for another Pramanam to reveal you. To reveal every blessed thing in the creation, you need Pramanam. Chakshu Pramanam, Shrotra Pramanam. Pramanam, I hope you understand. Pramanam means instrument of knowledge. To know anything in the creation, you need instrument of knowledge to know that whether you are existing or not. What instrument of knowledge you want? So you are a self-evident entity. Everything becomes evident because you are self-evident. That's what Vedanta says. Na tatra chakshur gacchati vag gacchati no manaha. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhantihi kutoyam agnihi tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Any blessed thing shines in your life because you shine. Because you exist, everything is existing. When you say there is a table, how you know that there is a table? Because you exist, therefore you can know. You are exist as a conscious entity, therefore table gets existence. Because you exist as a conscious entity, this creation gets existence, this mountain gets existence, this space gets existence. And unfortunately, even God gets existence because you exist as a conscious entity. Because Brahman cannot come and say, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. If nobody is there, to whom he will tell? From the standpoint of Brahman, Ekoham, Bahusyamiti, to whom he will tell? From the standpoint of Brahman, there is not a single entity, second entity. So Shastra says, because you exist, the idea of God also exists. What is the meaning? When Shastra says, because you exist, God exists, what does it mean? The idea of God also existing because of your existence. You don't need some other factor to reveal you. You are the most obvious thing in the creation. Pradibodha viditam adam. Every moment of your life, you happen to be a conscious entity, but you don't know that you are conscious entity. It is better you know that you are infinite conscious entity. Even though you cannot miss yourself, but because of tino ut ke ut, because of ignorance, you forget this fact and you are searching for what you are already. More details we will see in the next class. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam tadeva shokarnavashochanam nrinam yaduttama shloka yashonu giyate gopika jivanasmaranam govinda govinda.